When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
Your next season is you square up and you don't blink. This ain't the season where you talking to people. Oh, where I think, no. Make them look off first. See, that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all suburbs, y'all ain't born in the ghetto. You'll never look down. You'll never take your eyes off the enemy. You make them walk away first.
That's right. Welcome to the Friend Zone. Your weekly look into all things mental health, mental hygiene, and mental. Why need to bind them? Be lying. Okay. But she was telling the truth about that right there. Now, that was an excerpt from one of her many, many, many lively stints in the pulpit, where she was telling people, you know, this ain't your season to look away and look down. Well, I don't know. No, this your season to look him in the eye and don't blink. Stare him in the eye and don't blink. And that's what she meant that too, because we do know that back in 2022, Miss Bynum got in a little bit of trouble because she had went on a sermon about dancing to, secular music and stuff. And then 5 days later, a video came out of her Tootsie Rolling to Just Fine by Mary J. Blige.
Hey.
And so when she got that backlash, she looked him right in the eye and she said, you know what? I repented for that. I got down on the floor and begged God to cleanse my soul and all this other stuff. So she felt like she was forgiven for that. And she said the lyrics wasn't bad, no way. And I think that that part of her response was her looking in the eye and not blinking. Well, the lyrics ain't bad, no way. Okay? You know what I'm saying? I dance if I want to dance. So that's what she said.
No.
So let that be your message. You know, this is your season. Look him in the eye and don't blink. Don't back, no backing down. Okay? Look a motherfucker in the eye and don't blink. How y'all doing?
How are y'all doing? How are your weekends?
I heard you blink.
Y'all were telling me it's a snowstorm out there this week. How's that going?
Yes. Young Tina snow going hard on a hoe.
My thing is this. It's damn near like the end of March. Y'all motherfuckers, yes, Mother Nature, Sister Nature, Brother Nature. I'm talking about, not Brother Nature. That's a real person. But, you know, figuratively, I'm talking to all the powers
and
that be.
Been through enough.
Yeah, didn't he get beat up at Waffle House or some shit?
Waffle House?
Wasn't it at Waffle House?
No, it was a spot, but I don't think it was Waffle House.
He got canceled
and all that. Cause
what did he get canceled for?
You don't remember? It was like, I think he made it seem like they jumped him and tried to be the victim, but it turns out someone posted the actual full video and it was that he was like being a diva and kind of messing with people and got beat up as a consequence.
Get my squirrels on you.
That's why somebody should have penetrated his ozone layer a long time ago.
Right.
Okay. Brother Nature. Send him on. Now,
my brother been through a lot.
But yeah, you know, how the fuck we going further to my original point? How are we going to wait till the end of March to start damn snowing? What kind of shit is that?
But I feel like the weather's just all over the place at this point. Because we had, I'm over here on the West Coast and we had that big snow that I told y'all was the first time since the 1930s. Mm-hmm. So clearly shit's out of whack.
Everything was shut down, friend.
Yeah, there was like 70 plus cars on the side of the highway because people just gave up and walked home.
That's not funny, but
they didn't have, they didn't know what to do.
Sometimes you got to say, fuck it. You hear me? fuck, you know, driving. What else is I'm going to get home.
Okay.
I have a question. Since mm-hmm. you brought that up, Fran, the cancellation, I just learned this last night or the night before on Twitter. There was a girl that I followed, and I did not realize they got her ass up out of here. Like, have you ever went through that? Have you ever, like, not that you think about anybody on Twitter. I mean, we do because we talk to each other. But, like, have you ever just, like, logged on one day and not realizing someone was gone? And it's like, oh, yeah, they delete their account 2 months ago. Or you find out, like, some mess that happened that you had mm-hmm. no idea went down.
Mm-hmm. No.
There was a girl, a young woman rather, who she became popular for her do-rag line on the West Coast and had a store.
Oh,
that had the store.
Had the shop. Yeah, yeah. I remember that. Akira or Atira?
Yeah, Atira Lions or Leons mm-hmm. or whatever it was. I had no
I
idea.
Went
that
bought her. Me one. Is her shop still open?
The store is shut down. Some nigga canceled her. Apparently, she was not treating the staff well. Allegedly, I don't know about most of this, but I saw this thread the other night, and I was like, I had no idea any of this happened. Where do I be at?
What is it to get mad at the staff at a do-rag store about? You know, are the bowls uneven? Are the capes or are the capes rankled? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the? I don't really understand. What could have caused?
I thought it was cool just how it looked. Remember, like the way she mm-hmm. had the wall.
It looked like this.
Two rags. It looked dusted. I thought accurate. It looked cool. So it sucks it didn't pan out for her.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the lady that does wigs in Target because I saw that she was canceled this week, which I never even knew about her. Apparently, there's this girl that does your hair at Target. It's like a thing.
But how?
I don't
there's
know.
No. I'm thinking of like Sephora in Target. Like, I'm like, there's no like vanities for that. Like how
what's she doing
the
hair?
The clip I saw was like, it'll be, and I don't know if this is her business model, but at least the clip I saw, it was like she'll set it up with someone that knows you. Like, let's say y'all want me to have a new wig. So y'all will take me to Target, the one on 116th. It was still there. And she'll come up to me like, you know, hey, girl, like, what, you know, just talking to me casually. And I'll be like, what? And then she'll be like, let me do your hair.
So it's like a wig bush.
So instead of getting
tight.
Sold a CD mm-hmm. as a tourist, right. She's
you're
trying to
give a wig, and then she has a little setup. Which I always wonder how that works. Like Target, don't be like get the fuck out the store.
Right, that's right. Like, they don't even have like a place to sit. So like, is she literally bringing
she has
like
a little setup and puts a chair, sits you down, and she gets to working. Yeah, an and she
chair.
Gets and does your hair and all that. But I saw that she was canceled. I don't know for what, but
well,
I
probably
saw
doing
people...
hair in Target. Okay, like what?
But yeah, it seems like, you know, it's been a heavy cancel
it's that
week.
Season,
right?
Well, look, further testament to Target's power of being everything that you need. Thank you, Target. Shout out to Target.
Amen.
Shout out to Target for real. Target. Lots of work coming mm-hmm. through in the next couple months. But y'all didn't tell me how are your weekends though. Not y'all both nodding like that.
My weekend was good. I was in Columbus, Ohio this weekend taking care of some business.
Cute.
So, yeah, I had a good weekend. I spent time with some great people. Shout out to Columbus, Ohio. Yep.
Shout out to Ohio.
And I ain't even going front. I had a little incident while I was in Columbus. You know, I really thought that I had grown past some things.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I'm finna incriminate myself now. What I will say is, you know, some things you just can't say to people. You know what I mean? And I was caught so off guard by something that somebody came out of their face and said to me that the next thing I knew, you know.
A stranger?
Mm-hmm. You know, the next thing I knew, you know, and so and you start hearing your name, Dustin! So, you know, all of that shit. But you know, I'm proud of myself because it could have been a whole lot worse.
Right.
But I literally caught myself. I was like, it was like the stoppage came from right here and then traveled down through my arms, into my forearms, and into my hands and fingers to release. Ooh. And so that's what I did. But other than that, I had an amazing weekend. And even that was a little fun after I thought about it. You know what I'm saying? At the time, it was nothing fun about it. I was fucking spitting nails. I was so goddamn mad. But afterwards, I was like, wow, that was crazy.
Did you party?
It was at a party.
Oh, it was at a party. Well, outside of that incident, mm-hmm. was it a cute scene?
It felt good to be in a different environment. Columbus right. has a really somewhere nice else. Walkable area called Short North, I believe it is.
Okay.
And there's a lot of like bars and stores, really cool, like clothing stores, vintage shops, all that shit. So I did enjoy my time there. I did, yes.
Cute. What about mm-hmm. you, Asante? How was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. I kicked it with some people, had some very crazy conversations about some things.
we love that.
It was cool. It was transformational, I guess. Just I don't realize how you can have an interaction with somebody and it's just like cool. But then when you see them like in a different element, I feel like people, this is going to sound weird, I feel like people have said this to me or about me, but like to see it on somebody else, I was like, wow, that's really fucking cool. Like when you see someone that you've always like had fun with or kick it with and they're always been great, but then you see them like in a different greatness light and it's like, wow, that was actually like you shined right there. That was hot. Like, I like that. But I've never really seen that on somebody else, and I saw that a few times this weekend, so I was just like, wow, that's dope. So I keep wanting to say, you know, single forever, and which is still the case, but then I also see sparks of, ooh, I miss rosters, not relationships,
not rosters. I'm thinking he's gonna say
no.
I was like, I thought they didn't like gay people.
oh my god.
You know what?
Jesus.
That's why they named the pasta after him.
I didn't have much of a weekend because it's tax week.
Oh Lord, huh?
Corporate taxes would do this, right? I was just talking to Crystal, like, what is it about taxes that no matter what, your nervous system reacts like that?
Even when you got the damn money, you'd be like,
I mean, it don't matter. Your bookkeeping could be on point. You could have the money to pay it and not be worried. And it's like, as soon as you see that IRS letter or just knowing you have, you know, or your accountant sends you that email like, hey, don't forget, da da da. It's just one of those things, but it's finished. It's filed. Just waiting on them to hit me with that goddamn bill.
That's literally all it ever is. That's why I get so annoyed every year. I'm like, all right, well, we're just waiting it's to see so how much money you guys right? are going to ask me to pay. And I'm just going to have to pay.
Here we go again.
It hurts. And you be excited every year that you do a little bit better. You know, you're like, mm-hmm. oh, this is great. But then that tax bill reminds
you. You're still doing it.
But it's filed, and I'm grateful to have that part of the year mm-hmm. done with.
Complete.
What were you
going to
say? Just complete.
I just had one note on a bill that really got me. Let's just for one moment. Let's talk about karma, actually, because I feel like this was karma on my behalf, because I had never looked at an energy bill and been so livid at a charge. I was like, who owes this money? Who is supposed to pay this money for energy? Real quick, pay all my bills, ACH, automatic debt comes out, no problem. So I'm literally at this point just doing due diligence, just seeing like, oh, okay, what are y'all going to take out? I am on a level payment plan with Con Ed, which means they charge you the same thing once a month, every month. And then I guess they reevaluate at the end of the 12 months. They reevaluated at the end of the 12 months. And I had to pay an extra $2,000 on one bill.
What?
Just because they like average out what your bill is going to be in the level payment plan. And then I guess if the average is like under or over, then they like, you know, account for however they account for it. But I just wish it did not just go on one bill if it's that much of an accumulation. Now, luckily, we blessed and I got it like that. But right. for the people that don't, I'm
no,
stuck
but
in
that's
this.
That's ridiculous.
The systems are crazy. Like, all of them are insane. That bill system is crazy. Refund systems are crazy. I'm still trying to wait to get my refunds from StubHub for the SZA Philly show. I'm watching all the people lose their minds over that. Life is crazy.
And you know what? I will say, now that you bring up electric bills and Con Ed and all that, it is crazy to me how much higher my electric bill was living in an apartment.
Oh, been in that big ass crib, you gotta know.
You know what I'm saying? It makes no sense. Like, y'all, when I was in New York, whether it was that one bedroom I lived in Harlem or the two bedroom I moved to in Brooklyn, right? Y'all saw those apartments. They weren't huge. They were apartments, you know, especially that second one was a little bigger, but it wasn't anything crazy. I didn't live in a fucking penthouse.
They work for me. They work.
And I would pay on average anything from, like, mind you, it was just me. I would pay on average, I don't know, $200 to $300, maybe four on a in the winter, because you have your heat, you know, and then the summer you got your AC. So there are certain things I understood, but I still always thought, damn, this is really high, like $300-$400. Guess how much I pay here in this house that y'all see how much bigger it is.
$72.
Like, that takes, exactly. That takes crazy. Much more electricity. I mean, much more electricity to heat up all these rooms or to put the AC in all these rooms. I average like $50, $60.
Yep.
No wonder you move.
That doesn't make sense to me. Like, how is that legal?
Well, you know, a lot of this stuff is old in New York. That's what people always tell me. They're like, well, you know, the wiring's bad, blah, blah, blah. So it's like a lot of stuff just... And then I'm in a...
Whenever they got to tell us. And we just pay it. That's the worst part.
To your
we
point, don't know. It is whatever. I live in a newer building and my shit
you
still...
You saw that building I lived in Brooklyn. I was the first resident ever in that apartment. Was the excuse. And it was
there's just no rational reason that... I don't know if it's like y'all making these apartments bad or y'all just doing this on purpose because y'all know it's a scam and we're not supposed to know, but I just don't want it to happen anymore. I'm over it.
I mean, it is, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. And even the water bill here, it only comes like once a quarter, you know, and it'll be like $200, which makes sense. It's a quarter. It's covering a whole quarter of how much, like, come on, man, that don't make no sense. Yeah. It don't make no sense. Like, New York is so... And I saw an article, I don't know if y'all saw it, that it went viral, that...
Eric Adams is in the club.
Is that a surprise? No, wasn't he on a date with Kimora Lee, allegedly?
Baby. I said, she better run. Run, Forrest, okay?
But I hate that, too, because it could have just been a dinner. Like, it don't mean she... hollering at him, but anyway,
yeah, damn show me he hollering at her. Can't you see him now? Eyes big,
smiling.
Boy, I think I yeah, you know,
I still can't believe that's who y'all voted.
Go to the mayor's office, yeah, and talk about it. Kimora,
I told you, really? I saw him in a hip hop documentary.
I bet you did, standing next to rappers. He always be, he was at the what club was he at the other night, Nebula? He was somewhere. He was at one of the clubs the other night.
Apparently, he was like in the scene back in the day. Like, you know, like he's like, you know, a socialite, connected. Like Mixy. Not that I don't see that, because he's still a socialite even as a mayor. But it just surprised me when he popped up in the documentary. I was like, what is going on?
Like, what is his ass doing here? Anyway,
he is just. But anyway, I forgot what I was even saying.
I'm sorry.
You look, said, well, we shooting shit anyway, so.
That, you know, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Said, sorry. I forgot. I was saying something
talking about bills and.
Okay, well, look, water bills. What's a quarter?
Quarter of it.
It's ridiculous.
I lost it.
It's a shame. I don't know.
But speaking of traveling and different cities, I did see that the Reed is on tour. 10-year anniversary tour. I think they picked like five cities. I saw Toronto on there. I saw Houston.
Boston.
Yeah. Chicago. Yep. I'm actually going to pop through the Houston stop. What's I was telling Crystal that May 7th. It's a Sunday, I believe.
I'll be in Michigan. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because I told her, you know, since I missed the New York stop, I was like, I'm going to pop through for one of the tour stops, which would be cute.
Very
and,
cute.
And y'all know Nikki's out there, so it'll be fun hanging with Nikki. I know Jay says she'll pop through. Right? So, Houston, I'll see y'all there. I don't remember the last time I even went to Houston. Maybe it was one of our tour stops. Didn't we go to Houston? Or was it Dallas?
We went to Dallas. Mm-hmm. We went to Dallas, yeah.
Lying.
We went to Dallas. But it was Texas. Hey.
Look, now you know Dallas, Houston don't
as
play
big
about
as
that.
As big as Texas is, that's probably what, 6 hours away?
Right. Speaking of hours away, shout out to Jade, who is, you know, she's on tour with Heinz right now.
She is on a world tour. Ain't she back to the, oh, well, she's like, back though, yeah.
Yeah, well, she was on it. You know, and I think that that is incredible.
It was like, so shout out to Jay. Right. Yeah. Shout out to Jay. And I'm so excited for this new project. Obviously, we won't give details because that's for her to share. Mm-hmm. But she has a really dope project that involves travel and food. And we're excited for her to share
go
that.
Go on, Jay.
Right. Go on, Jay. Go on, manifesting.
Jay.
But guess what I've been watching, y'all, that y'all be really proud about?
What you been
Milf
watching?
Manor.
Oh, I saw that weird shit. I seen that weird ass shit. Let's talk about it.
Where they're dating each other's moms?
Mamas.
Oh, no. I saw the trailer. I didn't
click that. That's weird as fuck.
And the mamas be acting just like them girls on them on like them Netflix reality shows and stuff. Yes. Real dumb and stupid. They literally be acting like that on purpose. Like, I can't with their sons. Sons.
The spinoff.
Right there. And it's so weird and creepy to me. Like, that's too much mixing and mingling. I'm all about having a transparent and honest, you know, dialogue with your parents and with your children or vice versa. That's a little bit too much me and you. All that mixing and mingling. People wanting to fuck each other and shit. And it's your mama and name.
And it's your mom. That's a lot. Not MILF Manor.
Oh, I'm sorry, friend. What have you actually been watching?
Yeah.
Housewives of Potomac. Oh,
hey.
And I started from season one because I want to know who everybody was. I know people were like, oh, it don't matter. You can start wherever. It but does. I wanted to start. It does, right? It's like, how it will does. I know all the backstory and who hates who and why if I
how
start?
How will you know?
And I have been watching for the past, what, like 2 weeks? And I am invested.
Where are you in the story?
I can't believe it. I am on season three where Candace has now joined the chat.
Candace
cast.
Has entered the chat. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's entered the chat. But I want to ask y'all, why was Charisse demoted? And Katie, I thought they were good for this cast.
Katie, yes, she was good for the cast. Charisse looked like she was wearing a cast. That's the difference.
What?
She has heavy,
you
heavy
didn't think
ankles.
She was interesting.
Hmm? No.
I found her interesting.
I thought she was a like watching paint dry. And then she was always on the wrong side. She's very, very jealous of Karen. And you'll see more of that as you continue to watch. Well, it's going to be a long time because she don't come back till season 7.
So. Oh, they bring her back as a lead again?
Mm-hmm, she's a friend on season 7. The season that just wrapped right now.
Oh, yeah. That's so weird.
And just
to
so
me.
You know, Karen
how you
called
just get
her,
demoted.
Karen calls her a has been leprechaun. when she comes back. This has been leprechaun.
Can I tell y'all that I love Karen?
Yes.
She grew on me because
she's
when it first
so
started,
funny
I didn't
me.
Like her. But she grew on me and became my favorite.
She's funny to me because it's just like her one-liners. Always funny as hell.
Always.
And because she's older, I think people are going to assume she won't be able to hang, especially
with
all
the
jabs. No, she goes at it. Her and Giselle crack me up. I like Giselle.
I like Giselle too at that point.
I enjoy her.
Oh, at that point. I caught that. Okay. So things change.
Yeah.
What'd you think about Monique?
So cute. I think she's so pretty. And her daughter is the cutest little baby. Had some picture, little face and a little brain. Mm-hmm. So cute. Their whole family. I don't know. I don't know what to think. Maybe I haven't had
enough
time.
You just gotta keep watching.
Yeah, because I think, but she was pretty. I think she's a good addition to the cast because she definitely was stirring up some stuff. I thought it was weird that Giselle... One thing about Giselle that's funny is well, really, it's the whole cast. I can't even put that on Giselle. They'll like randomly bring up what someone else. It's like that's all they do is bring up what someone else said. And then they'll fight about it. And then that person will bring up what someone else said. And then they'll fight about it. But then they keep telling each other secrets of what someone said. I'm like, but have y'all not seen that this don't work? But then I have to remember it's TV. And that's the whole point of this operation. Because it's just like, you know, she said that she was trying to have a baby. Just what? And then the husbands are very interesting. Mike.
Juan,
who's his smile is so cute. Every time he smiles, he's adorable. Michael Darby.
What do you think about him?
Interesting relationship. with and his dynamic with her mom, and even just her mom being and all that, and her paying for her mom's
Sheila. Remember that picture from the from that wedding? I think she's at a wedding or something. And Asante, you'll probably remember this most because they use it as a meme on Twitter all the time. But it's like Ashley's mom, Sheila, is like going down like a almost like a soul train line, and it's like all the bridesmaids have their hands up like this, and she's coming down, and she's really happy, and people use it. It's like a celebratory. I have it on my phone. I'm going to find it.
I haven't seen it. But I'm curious now that I know who the housewives are. Obviously, things have changed because I've seen in season 7 there's some new faces. But who are your favorites?
New faces with new faces. Hey, Mia.
Who are your favorites out of, like, do y'all like Ashley? Ashley's interesting to me.
I like Ashley as a, I like Ashley's ability to be a shit starting, pot stirring housewife who's fearless. And I love that about her. She's an essential element to the success of this show and this cast specifically. Right. Also, for season 5, I interviewed her and she was so nice to me.
Oh, is that who you interviewed?
I interviewed her and Monique.
Okay, because I remember, so kind, but I didn't know who they were at the time. Oh, okay.
So kind. So I like Ashley, and I'm always going to like her for that. I love Karen Huger. She's the grand dame of Potomac. And as you see, as you watch her evolution and you watch like her, I don't want to give anything away, but as you watch, you'll see her evolution and you'll see some shifts occur in the positioning and in the pecking order around that motherfucker.
Right.
You'll notice the changes and you're going to see like it becomes clear, more clear and more clear as you watch that she's the grand dame of this cast and of Potomac. I just want her to get her kitchen redone. you're going
That's one thing I had questions about because they make Potomac sound so elite.
Mm-hmm.
But their kitchens.
Didn't you enjoy when Giselle tried to be on that bullshit with Monique when we first met Monique and she asked Monique, so,
you don't have a home? She said, I have 4.
Bitch.
And Giselle, And from but that moment, she never liked her.
But then tried to flip it into saying, oh, you see how she was bragging about being rich? No, don't do that. This is the thing about all of them. They just twist everything. It is an odd show, but I'm fascinated mostly because they're supposed to be this elite crew, right, of women, but I don't see it. I don't see, like, you're driving Mini Coopers, the kitchens don't reflect that. And that's no shade because I mean, look where I come from. I can't talk. But I'm just saying for them to be so cruel to each other and put so much stress on who lives where and who has what, I don't see their homes reflecting that. And I felt bad even Karen at her age feeling so stressed out because she has to live somewhere else.
Outside of Potomac.
Outside, and for that to even be a thing. Like, imagine being 60 and being worried about where your friends think you live. Like, that blew my mind. I was like, this is people's realities. To the point where she couldn't even openly tell them, I'm moving to Great Falls.
Great Falls. Or look she, at like, you knowing moved, the details.
Look at me knowing the details. Or she moved in the middle of the night or something. Like... It's just sad to me. I think that's sad.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
I'm in the zone. That's sad.
There's a point where she's going to have an argument with somebody and she's going to say, I didn't say anything, but my children were affected. And at the time, her son is like 25 and her daughter is like 19.
Right, out of college.
And she's like, my children are affected. And I flash to how old Karen's kids are. It was just so funny. There's going to be so much. Just remember these words as you move into season 3 is an important season because Candace comes in and
I'm towards the end already. So I'm really like,
that's going to shake everything up. Okay. Season 4 is when things start to really kick up. Remember, Asante Clankety Clank comes during season 4. And there's some things that happen in season four that will explain a lot of what season five becomes, and things will never be the same again. Once Candace enters that picture, things are never the same again at Potomac. And once season four takes place, and then season five, things are never, ever, ever the same. And so just
be
ready.
In a bad way.
Well, in a maybe, maybe not. In a, it's just things are about to happen. So you just enjoy this ride, my love. You're right in a
I will say I am invested. I am entertained. I have not been able to watch anything else. All my other shows have fallen to the wayside. And it's interesting because I have tried to watch the Salt Lake one.
Yeah.
It
didn't
catch me. I even tried ATL. Didn't catch me. And I forget which other ones I tried.
Did you try Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills, yep. I tried Beverly Hills, didn't catch me. So I'm surprised. I don't know what it is.
I'm surprised, too.
I'm fascinating. I think it's the delusion that is so cool to me. It's like, wow, how you can really just decide against what people are seeing.
That actually makes perfect sense, Fran, because for like earlier on, I couldn't figure out what pissed me off more, if they were being positioned to be like a new black, like earlier on they were trying to position them as like a black or Beverly Hills or like a classier franchise. And I think that's why I was like, well, they're not. But then they catch you because it's like, they're not, but they're still pretending that they are.
It's black people. That's what it is. Yes. Being bougie, that's all. And it's the difference to me is Beverly Hills is more like about like luxury in the beginning. Per se, it was more about like luxury, like,
but they
was
really had
opulence,
it,
like opulence, being rich.
Right.
Potomac is more about an esteem, a pedigree, or a you know, like just a belonging to a community, you know, of people or whatever. Supposedly because you're rich, but nobody over there, like you, further to your point, no one over there had the optics of luxury. Just don't exist in Potomac.
Like
it
is,
in Beverly
that's
Hill.
What makes us, that's like me sitting here in this little office and shitting on y'all about like what you're, like you, about your money. It's like, what?
and it's
how
crazy.
I pull up in a Mini Cooper, but I'm asking you how many houses you have. You see, it's like, wow, this is such good television.
Giselle couldn't take that. And now, okay, Giselle, let's talk about it. Giselle is one of those people.
She is so cute, though. And her daughters.
I love her children.
I love the way she talks to them about everything. It's just such a cute relationship.
Giselle is one of those people who peaked in college and never was able to recover. Giselle is one of those people. You think about this type, y'all. One of those people who was really popular in college, like on campus, especially at HBCU.
Right.
And then
sorority,
as people,
just
all
like,
of that.
Right.
And as we grow on and we all graduate from college and start to, you know, get it in the mix socially and whatever cities we occupy, people go on to, you know, reach different heights of fame and stardom and shit. And that person is still stuck on who they were on that campus and never really learned how to live and exist outside of having that identity of being popular on campus. There's some people who have that experience with high school. Think about some of the people that was the shit in high school and then fail the fuck off and everybody else got cool. You know what I'm saying? Giselle is that person.
That's
and she can't handle it. She's always talking about how, well, she's pretty. She's pretty.
Like, I find her funny and fun, and her digs are still funny as hell. But it's just like the meanness is what I don't understand. Like, they're all so mean to each other, and we're supposed to believe this is a friend group.
It's like church people.
They bring up the worst things about each other in front of everyone, and no one can trust anyone, obviously, because you know what you say is going to be told. And they say mean things. They're mean to each other. They make fun of each other. They knock each other. I'm like, this is odd.
Okay, friend. So in your acknowledgement of those tactics, right? Start to pay attention to patterns. As you view, as you watch, right? You're in season three.
The shit stirs.
Start to pay attention to who, like, what is being attacked? Are people's families being attacked? Is it husbands? Is it, you
all
know?
All of it. I mean, is what it, isn't being attacked?
But start to peep who begins those conversations and also what the conversations are about. Because you're going to start to see patterns established that are then going to, like, define people's character or lack thereof for you. So just start paying attention to like,
what do y'all think of Robin? I'm curious of y'all's opinion.
Oh, I can't wait for you to get to season 7, baby.
You know what I like about Robin? She's just always eating.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. She just be eating her food.
She don't give a fuck.
She's
like, she don't care.
And then you play with her, she'll definitely pop off, but she's just chilling. I had to look her up. I was like, is she a Taurus? Because she's just eating and she just laid back and worried about her family.
Well, also though, friend, that can be a pattern too, right? Because if you are consistently not doing nothing, and if you're consistently just there, you know, what does that mean about your presence here? And like, what is that pattern? So just start paying attention to the patterns.
And it sucks
because
people think she's like Giselle's like sidekick. And
some people thought, you know.
Oh.
But then, no, it's just people thought that. You know what I'm saying? Just think, you know, the ponytails. You know, just, the you know.
But you know. All in all, it's I'm sucked in. No, you didn't. I'm sucked in. And
let me stop. She's an
I
athlete.
Find her voice calming.
See, further to our point. So like,
she would do like,
I don't know about that.
You are just, but it's cute. I just wish they were nicer to each other, but then that wouldn't be good TV, so I get it. But I'm like, God damn. And then Ashley to me is the funniest because she seems so sweet and spunky and fun, and she's rabid.
And will tear your ass up and that shit and ask that question and bring that thing up, and she don't give a damn.
And Candace too, because Candace comes across very pageant.
Pageant girls, which is like brilliant
wealthy
casting, right?
It's, yeah, and then she's just be going at it too. So I'm like, this is just fascinating.
Spoiler alert, at the reunion for season 7, she cussed somebody out, Ashley. She cussed, so Candace and Ashley will never get along. I could tell you that up front. That's not even
I mean,
spoiler.
I'm seeing it already.
They will never get along, okay? From the time that you are now in the timeline to present day, they will never get along. At the reunion on season 7, Candace cussed Ashley out about judging her for her generational wealth. She better hope. Just trust
no,
me.
No, like, okay, before, because I know we have to move on, but I am shocked at Candace's mom.
Ooh, Miss Dorothy.
Mm-hmm. Are you not putting part? Your company in jeopardy by us witnessing the way you treat your child, but you're mm-hmm. supposed to be my therapist?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's scary to me because
she must
was
only work with like a certain crowd that would never watch.
And like, let me be real here. Like, I don't think that therapists are some like superhuman people that don't have their own issues and then they come and fix the world. Like, we all know the truth is therapists be fucked up. I actually started watching a show called Shrinking.
I'm in prison. Oh,
mm-hmm. Is it Shrink or Shrinking on Apple TV?
It's Shrinking. Yeah,
Shrinking. It is so good. It's like a behind the scenes of therapists.
Have you seen Unprisoned, Fran?
Unprisoned. Who's that?
It's a Hulu show. Kerry Washington, Delroy Lindo.
I thought it was a TLC song.
It's good.
I just want to know your opinion whenever it comes across your desk.
You can buy your hair if it don't grow.
I need to watch something else because I'm Potomac out. When I tell you I haven't watched
it. It's 8 episodes, the 30 minutes each. I have mixed feelings and I just need somebody to discuss with.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it. I'll have talking points for next week. I have to change the channel.
It's just getting good though. Like you are, it's just kicking into gear where you are now.
I'm behind on Love After Lockup. I'm behind on what other mess am I watching?
Zeus, Baddies
no,
List.
No, I can't.
It was a good episode this week, friend. It was a nice. It was a nice
with
episode.
Baddies
this
West.
Mm-hmm. Well, parts
yeah,
of it
what
were
do you
nice.
Mean nice. In
they
what
were having
way?
Like a bunch of like girl moments. I was like, oh, okay. Did you notice
like,
that?
No fights.
Yeah, I did. And but it's so funny because when they have those moments of camaraderie, it's still like experienced through the Zeus filter, right? So like they'll say, well, bitch, I'm finna open up. And if any of y'all bitches use this against me, I'ma kick your fucking ass. And then they'll share
they
a story.
They need to start saying that
story
on Potomac. Like,
yeah, that's up front with it, you know? My brother called me and I was like, what you on, Batty West? And he busted out. Like, yo, ghetto ass. What you
No, but this is just good TV. I'm totally sucked in. I'll probably be on season 7 by next week at the rate that I'm going. I can't wait.
Because then when, once you get into 4, season 4 was good. Like, season 5 is polarizing. Season 6... This you just gotta watch. You have got to watch.
Like, and they were talking. Watch. I saw people mentioning they had like a colorism panel. Mm-hmm. This was part of the reunion, or this was something outside of
they
that?
They had a section in one of the reunion episodes where Andy acknowledged the colorism conversation that is going on related to the Real Housewives of Potomac cast. And he said that he wanted to give the floor to the women to talk about it because, you know, he didn't really have a place to speak on that as a white man, yeah, whatever, can't, you know,
facilitate that.
Yeah. So they just had a quick, probably like they aired about 2 to 3 minutes of, you know, conversation surrounding colorism amongst the ladies of the cast. I'm sure that apparently filmed much
it did
more.
Not land well.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's tricky because there were positive things, you know, that came out of that conversation. There was some acknowledgement. Like Karen was like, no, Karen explained it very, you know, clearly and understood it, you know. So that did happen. But the conversation could have definitely benefited from like a serious, informed, qualified moderator. You know what I mean? But when you have conversations about shit like colorism, you know, the internet is going to internet. So nothing would have been good enough for anyone. They would have been bitching about something. You know how people are. So it wasn't
even if they would have professional, they would complain about them, what they're wearing or whatever. So.
Right. Well, why is that bitch doing? She got on New Balances.
It's such a delicate conversation, too. That's something you can't, it can't be self run.
Right.
I do wish that they had given it, if they're going to go there, give it more than 2-3 minutes and have it moderated by someone that can speak to all of the points that may come up, you know.
Let's be real. This is television, right? Let's do it the right way. Let's put together an hour-long special with the cast.
Or don't do it.
Bring Ian Lin or somebody so we can sell the hell out of, you know, so we can sell the hell out of it with advertisers and make the network happy and then satisfy the audience by having a hour block of programming devoted to addressing colorism as relates to the Real Housewives of Potomac cast. Bring in, you know, quality experts and professionals.
Well, that's fair.
To help do this.
Like actually make it dedicate, make it intentional as opposed to like a throwaway, you know, in passing. Because you can't talk about colorism in 2 minutes. That's
it felt like the in memoriam shit at the Grammys.
It just fell flat.
Yeah, like
it was crazy because Andy even said he was like, you know, since he literally was talking about how he wasn't qualified to have the conversation. And then he said he gave the ladies the option of having a professional come have the conversation with them or and then they decided, I guess, to just do it themselves. And I was just like, no, it was still great that they did something, I guess, but no,
no, that's not to me. I feel like you got in this day and age. If you don't have the talking points and you don't have it properly constructed, just stay out of it. Leave it alone.
Just
it's delicate of a conversation. We don't all need to know their opinions on that either, you know? So that's the problem when we all want to put our 2 cents. But I like the show. I'm sucked in.
Well, I'm glad you're here because
this who's your favorite husband so far?
Who's my favorite husband?
Ray.
You know what I like about Ray? That he bucks up. Like, you can't play with Ray. And I think because he's an older man, kind of grandpa-ish, people would expect otherwise. But he'd be like, don't talk to me. Don't play with me. You know, like,
but there are certain things
that make me laugh. Like, how old school they are. Like, when they went, when the husband came to the beach house. And she had to have Ray speak to him about that. That was crazy to me.
Yep.
He was like, because, you know, women walk around in skimpy clothes.
As if, and it just shows you how much people think of themselves. You know what I mean?
I mean, that felt so, and this is why this show is so fascinating to me. Because I'm like, she had her husband speak to Ashley's husband, and this just felt like, were they going to do a duel?
Right. To make it right, the men have to speak about it.
The men have to speak on our behalf. It just was so old school. And all those little etiquette things. Like when Karen was like, okay, last thing,
The seat at the birthday party?
No, when Karen, the center seat. That was, I mean, that I kind of understand though. Like, you should be high. It's your birthday. But I don't know, I'd make a fuss about it, but I get that. No, my thing was the water needing to be hot for Auntie Dot, and how she kept bringing up Auntie Dot. And then when we saw Auntie Dot, I was like, fascinated. So this is Auntie Dot. No shade to Auntie Dot. No disrespect to the elders. But
she was not what you thought. Auntie Dot was not what you thought. Auntie Dot was
I'm
not
telling you,
what
this
you
show is just a study. You feel
yes.
me?
Yes. Yep.
I don't even know what it's a study
on. On people taking themselves way too seriously, number one.
Fascinating.
Also on pretentiousness, delusion, all of that.
You know what? Let's name this episode Tackiness. A study on delusion. Tackiness.
A study on delusion,
the
yes.
outfits, the hair, the hair.
The homes, the hair. Mm-hmm. This is the worst. I will say this. I'll go on record saying this. Potomac is the worst dressed housewife cast on Bravo. And that's saying something.
But why
does
Orange
Giselle County
get
exists.
Picked on so much? Because now that I know who she is, I always see people making fun of her outfits. But they all look like that.
Well, baby, just keep watching. Cause, you know, because remember, people are there on television. So as time goes on, I told you, pay attention to the evolutions, right? Mm-hmm. So as they start making more money, people right. start using stylists. And wait till you see Karen. Then versus how Karen looks now.
She's killing it now.
Wait till you see how even Monique's style will improve. You'll see Candace's. Well, you'll see that these people have access to better
more.
Resources as you move forward. But some just fall into a cycle of redundant choices that just, you know, keep them congruent.
And what did y'all say was the reason Katie got banned off the show?
Banned. Jinx. Katie,
she's
she
good TV.
I thought so too, but she doesn't get asked back, and she also goes through like some addiction issues and shit. She has like some problems.
Oh, so it was some personal, okay,
mental health stuff. You know,
that makes sense.
That.
Then, well, that's good that they didn't try to.
But you'll see her again in season four.
Oh, cute. I'm glad they didn't try to exploit that, because I'm sure they could have been like, bitch, this is good TV. Because she was stressing me out, so pressed for that white guy. I was like, girl, please stop asking him.
She was not having it with none of them, or Ashley and none of them. Katie is the one. She don't give a fuck. At their reunion, the way she was booking Fire Giselle crap. And Robin, talking about them being white passing and stuff, and just like and talking about identity, like it was just a lot. Maybe Katie was not having it. She was literally a stop sign for their asses. And
she all of them are funny in their own right. It is a crazy cast. Yes. So
what about when Monique threw Giselle out? Okay, let's go. But what about
when Monique
remember when she threw Giselle out her kitchen? Well, you can get out my house. She was like, because Monique and Giselle have hated the fuck out of each other from the first time
and
they
then
got
Giselle's
there.
Giselle's friend don't help. The stylist that she is chilling with,
Cal.
Cal brings him everywhere.
Still working with him to this day.
Today.
Well, that's good. I appreciate the loyalty. They seem like... You know, that reminds me in The Binge when we were talking about Dom. I was like, that's dope.
That was so
funny. He is such a loser.
He was like, you dope. Think he's attractive?
That's dope. He's such a loser. I take it all back. Crying
Stop.
Over that girl.
No, don't
crying
save
and taking
it. Save
you
it.
Got
that
you
part.
Pussy.
Save that
if
one.
If you watch a Perfect
ass.
Match on Netflix, we have been having a blast recapping that damn show on Patreon, on our patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. Come
Thank
hang
you,
with
Patreon.
Us. Thank you, Patreon. You guys have been funny in the comments. They love this show, but it's a really good show. Like, we completely sucked in.
It's a good show for us to discuss. I think that's what makes it.
I've been watching so much TV as of late. I'm like, am I stressed?
I'm proud of you, friend. Is
this? You deserve it.
It's not good.
You ain't never had this much TV in your life. So just like a little bit to get you for the next few years.
Do y'all remember when I didn't even own one? Do y'all remember that?
I sure do. Mm-hmm.
That was like a good maybe 7 or 8 years straight that I just never had one, didn't have it in the house, which was still a lie in a way because you watch shit on your computer. So people think, I don't have a TV, but then I'd go on Netflix. But I didn't have a TV because it just felt better in my living room to not have that as my default, like when my day was over. But now I have just been a hot mess. And Peacock has surprisingly been the streaming service that I'm on. I mean, it's because I'm watching Potomac, but
they have a lot of good content on Peacock, though.
Yeah, like that Love Show, the international one that I was telling y'all about, where they pick their, I can't remember the name right now, where they'll pick your soulmate in another country.
It's called Sign Up If You're Crazy.
There's a show with these women that moved to Paris. I don't know if y'all
that's
seen
the one
that.
I thought you were about to talk about.
Real
Girlfriends in Paris. Yeah, and they're all like, you know, 20-year-old girls that just picked up and left. I think that's cool. You know, just Bel-Air. Cute. It's cute. Yes.
I'm watching. Hey, Bel Air. Shout out to Bel Air on Peacocks.
And yes.
That's dope.
That's dope.
That's dope. But what about Farmer and his wife? Farmer Wants a Wife. No,
oh, I was like, what? Farmer Wants a Wife?
There is a Fox show called something like that, if that's not what it's called.
It would be on Fox.
I would watch that shit.
It's like The Bachelor, but they're farmers. They're farmer
but
bachelors, I guess.
So much good stuff on Peacock. I feel like Netflix hasn't really been
Netflixing.
Yeah. Like, what's going on? What are y'all watching on there? I haven't found anything. I mean, outside of Perfect Match.
Perfect Match. The heat in Harlem that makes noise when you're talking.
I love it. It's not like someone's nails.
Right. You know, the first time I heard that when I was sleeping in this apartment.
Oh, I bet.
I thought
you said,
that.
Excuse me?
I thought they were shooting. I thought somebody was outside shooting. I jumped up out of my bed in the middle of sleep paralysis and sprinting. You know what I'm saying? Somehow, I literally thought they were shooting up here in Harlem. But anyway, what I'm watching that I told everybody that I was going to talk about on this episode. I know this is a shoot the shit episode, so we're not really doing segments, but I have to speak on this. Speaking of the SWV and Escape Queens of R&B reality show.
That's what I forgot to watch that y'all said.
Oh, friend, you're going
to
love it.
I need to watch it. I've seen clips, though.
And
like,
you have to watch
Tiny.
All the companion pieces Dustin's going to mention.
Okay.
You have to, because there is a level of historical context that is presented by none other than Candy Big Money Burris Tucker, okay, on her after show, Speak on It. And I can't believe you didn't do it, Asante. I really thought you were going to do it. Yes. To make a long story short, y'all know the show is about SWV and Escape coming together to possibly tour, right?
Okay.
And then figuring out the mechanics of that, how it'll work, what it'll look like, what'll be necessary. But the real show that took place was the implosion of the group Escape, right, directly from the inside out, amongst the relationships between the band members. Most specifically, Tamika Scott and her sister, Latasha Scott. Now, everybody knows, as far as like music history goes, that Escape, you know, the members didn't always get along and they took a very long hiatus where they weren't even speaking or performing together for many years because of a radio interview where Tamika Scott told a lie about Candy Burris sleeping with Michael Malden, who was Jermaine Dupri's father and also the head of
what
black music
hell?
At Columbia Jermaine Records. Daddy. And it was a lie. And
Candy
when she said that, yeah. And when she said it, Candy was like, "Until you go on the radio and tell the world that that was a lie, I'm not fucking talking to you." And she didn't talk to them for years.
Wow.
The only person she communicated with was Tiny. And so the group ended up getting back together because someone was attempting to create an unauthorized biopic about the group without their consent or permission.
Oh no.
And the Escape got wind of it and they shut the effort down and started working on their own biopic, started doing a reality show called Escape, still kicking it on Bravo, because, you know, Candy has a great relationship with Bravo because she's been on The Real Housewives since season 2. She's about to start season 15 in a couple weeks. It's going to come on. God. So that's a relationship. She's had multiple spinoffs that she's executive produced on the network. And she's got a great relationship at Bravo. Dang. I miss that show. And I wish they would have brought it back.
Right?
Her recap is on YouTube. It's called Speak On It. And she usually does it for The Real Housewives of Atlanta. While the season is airing, you know, the episodes come on Sunday. Then she'll post her after show commentary about the episode.
Smart.
And it's called Speak On It. And Candy, she does good in the host seat. She actually co-hosted The Ellen Show before it ended. She co-hosted an episode of The Ellen Show, and she was incredible. I can see her team positioning her for a career in like talk. It's clear that that's what they're doing, and they're doing a great job at it. But anyway, so traditionally, Candy and Latasha Scott hated each other, right? They've always had like a horrible relationship. They've never gotten along, and it's been public knowledge, right? But this show, so you would think that that would be the drama that, you know, the show would be centered around if there is like a moment of conflict. No, baby. This show is all about Latasha Scott, okay? Who we know which one Latasha Scott is of Escape. She is going behind the group's back, securing a solo deal to do music on Motown Gospel, make inspirational music. Her and her sister, Tamika Scott, are not speaking. And when they do speak, they're having volatile arguments because Latasha is acting out these diva antics because she now has other interests, you know, than being in Escape. We know for years she couldn't perform or do anything because Candy wouldn't participate in Escape until the sister got on the radio and apologized. So they all went on to do other things, like Tamika, the girl who lied. She went on and she was working with Tyler Perry. She was in a bunch of Tyler Perry plays and stuff. Latasha did R&B Divas or whatever. Tiny, of course, her and Candy went on to have songwriting careers. Tiny married T.I. They had their own television show about their family for years and many, many business pursuits or whatever. Tiny had spinoffs with Tiny and Shekinah and all that stuff. So Tiny and Candy kind of continued to work and be in the forefront of like entertainment, while the Scott sisters were kind of in the background. And like I said, once the movie attempt was going to be made, that's what brought them back together. Tamika did go on the radio and admit that she was lying, like Candy needed her to, and Candy forgave her. The group got back together. They went on to do like a sold out arena tour, made all this money together, had a reality show, all this shit. And Latasha had all the time in the world to do Escape stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because she needed that boost. They needed to reinvigorate, you know, their relevance or whatever in music so that they could get other opportunities. You know, that's how it works.
Of course.
So now Candy and them are saying that history is repeating itself, because back in the day, back in 1998, when Latasha wanted to go solo, she basically told them she was not participating in Escape anymore. She didn't give a damn. Tiny and Tamika could go on to have babies, and Candy could go and do her modeling thing, but she was going to do a solo deal. They went from having Candy singing most of the lead on all the songs and the other girls singing parts too, to their third album being recorded basically of all Latasha's vocals with maybe like Candy on backgrounds. And Candy felt like they were setting up. They already knew Latasha had a solo deal back then, and Candy felt like they were using the Escape third album to set up Latasha's solo career, and Candy didn't like that. Mm. So that's how the group sort of fractured and broke off. Latasha's solo project never came out. Candy and Tiny went on to have thriving songwriting careers, blah, blah, blah. Well, now that the group got back together and did that tour and stuff, Latasha got interest and shopped a solo deal or whatever and got a deal
on
Motown Gospel. And she is now acting like she has no time for the group. Mind you.
How eerie.
But she's not telling them that she has this Motown Gospel. So she did it behind their back. They don't even know yet at this point on the show. But she's expressing these diva attitudes and stuff. In addition to the fact that the sister, Tamika Scott, in the heat of an argument, revealed that Latasha and her husband / manager, Rocky, who have a relationship very similar, eerily similar to like Monique, think like Monique and her husband, Sydney, mm-hmm. Wendy and Kelvin Hunter, like that sort of situation, right? Where her and her business is his business, and he's also very controlling, overbearing. Okay. Example, the group is having a meeting. All four girls are having a meeting about potential changes in management, right? Latasha's being standoffish, has her shoulder up. She's not speaking to her sister, Tamika. Her and Candy do not talk unless it's directly related to business. And Tiny is the only person that she has a personal relationship. So she's engaging with Tiny and Tiny only, really.
How awkward.
And Candy just flat out asked her, like, Latasha, so what do you have to say? How do you feel about what we're saying about the management? Latasha says, I'm taking in what everybody's saying. And Tiny is like, okay, but Tasha, how do you feel, like, in general? Like, what do you think about the management? I got to pray about it. Cut. The production cuts to Candy in her confessional saying she don't never have nothing to say unless her brain is here, which is rocky. They cut to an actual scene of Latasha filming her confessionals, the producer asking her, so what is it going to take to put this situation with you and your sister Tamika to bed? And when she gets ready to answer, Rocky comes in the frame, stops her from talking, whispers something in her ear. The producers say, what are you saying to her, Rocky? And then he walks away and he says, what she needs to say.
Yikes.
So it's really a thing. Like, she really does not make any decisions, have any input without him. And he's her personal management. She wants to have separate management from the group. She's definitely, like, isolating herself from them purposely, but not telling them why.
And
it's just echoing all this stuff. And in the heat of an argument about her doing her diva antics, the sister Tamika revealed that she found out that some new royalty that the girls ended up getting, which Candy explained on her Speak On It episode or whatever, but basically a royalty check had been sent to her sister in Rocky's house and had been cashed.
Oh, it was over
$30,000 deposited into his account during a time when Escape was, this was,
but
apparently
how can
it took
it be
place,
cashed if
he signed it over and deposited it.
Must have forged her signature and cash it against his
account.
Right,
and I'm
account.
Like, there's something missing in that, but that's crazy. Not your own family. Yikes.
Yep. And the mother takes the sister's side, all that. So this is a lot
she's
going
saying
on.
That this isn't true. Her sister saying it isn't true.
The mother, they're having an argument. Tamika reveals that it happens. The mother is saying, and Tamika's like, Mama, you know they stole my money because they had talked about it. You know what I'm saying? The mother had told her back in the day, well, you don't know what your sister might have been going through at that time.
What?
This is the friend zone.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
I'm in the zone. What? Like that justifies.
And mind you, it took place at a time before Escape had gotten back together. So they weren't performing. They weren't making money as Escape. They all needed that damn money.
Right.
Tamika was pregnant. Her oldest daughter, Ocean, was in college. She needed her money.
Yeah.
But the mother is obviously taking up for the other sister. So that relationship is completely broken.
She obviously has a fave.
Yeah.
So that as they're arguing, she literally pantomimes, she's jealous, to Latasha about Tamika. So the mother has clearly taken a side. And apparently this has been going on ever since they were children. So now that the thieving allegation has been made, Latasha starts having these random scenes where she's talking about how much her and Candy can't stand each other with her husband, Rocky, trying to divert the attention away from that, never really addressing it head on. Meanwhile, Tamika's breaking down and Candy's sitting back like, I told y'all. And so you think about back when they had them different dresses on the Soul Train Awards and all that shit.
This was the backstory.
This is what was going on. And now we're seeing who the problem was, is, and has always been, which is Latasha Sticky Finger Scott. That's who it is. And Carrie, okay, friend of the show, Carrie and are on Twitter showing their ass right now. I love Carrie too. They're showing their ass on Twitter now using pictures of Latasha Scott. You know what Carrie did? He went on Latasha's Instagram, pulled a picture of her, and placed it as the album artwork on any song that had the word stole or steal in the title. Yes. And kept posting pictures of it. So it's still here with Tashina by Tashina Arnold, but a picture of Latasha Scott. They're taking pictures of Latasha Scott saying me when I take a few pins from the office at work at the end of the day. Like, and just, it is hilarious.
Oh, gosh.
It's a huge conversation. Y'all got to watch this show.
It's unfortunate that it's repeating itself, you know?
Y'all got to watch this show.
It's an opportunity to get it right, finally.
Latasha is literally making claims and saying things that aren't true. And the editors, Tamika Scott and Candy, are all debunking everything in real time.
When the editors start playing into it, that's when you're in trouble.
You seen Tamika's YouTube channel?
Yeah, with her daughters by her side, where she explained all of this. They're tired of it. And apparently this has been, think about it, Escape has been out for 31 years. So this has been going on. You know what I'm saying? Years. Like, this has been going on for a while. And it's just fascinating, to say the least. But Latasha's the problem, and I cannot believe it. And her and her husband, Rocky, who needs to get him some goddamn business, okay? And if you could have seen how gleefully he jumped up clapping and hooping and hollering when she sang a little a cappella section in this secret meeting at Motown Gospel that they had in Nashville behind the group's back. He's like, I told y'all, see, ah! Like really excited and shit that they were doing this behind the group's back. Latasha has a smirk on her face the whole time. It's unbelievable how deceitful she's being. And just on camera for everybody to see. So I just want to explain the background, because moving forward, we're going to talk shit and crack jokes. But I didn't want to do that this week. We had to get the fundamental knowledge and the fundamental pieces understood as far as the story.
Where is it showing?
Bravo, Sunday nights.
Bravo, okay.
Bravo, Sunday nights. It's 6 episodes total. We're going into episode 3 this upcoming Sunday. So it'll be this Sunday and then 3 additional Sundays after that. And then I think we're going to roll right into The Real Housewives of Atlanta after that. So get ready, baby.
Shout out to Tiny and all her wealth.
Oh, Tiny's so rich. She was like, you know, she couldn't remember how to work the blender at their lake house. She's like, I mean, 5 houses, 5 different blenders. She was like, I don't know how to work all these appliances. She was like, I'm not going to say I'm spoiled and rich, but I live pretty good.
I love it. Yep. I love seeing, like, that's one thing I've always loved about Tiny, like when Tia and Tiny had their show, the family dynamic. So to just see them be rich and then watch them as working women and then having to deal with certain
and
things.
Still hood.
That's the best part. It's like they made it and ain't switched up at all. Because
that's the interesting part, that they're not the ones causing trouble, but they're the ones with the most to lose. Like, that's usually how it goes.
Because Tiny was talking about, she's like, yeah, you know, we don't fight. She's like, oh, well, we did fight that one time. Like, she was still just talking about, like, you know, it could go down again, but, you know, we ain't on that type of time. Like, I love it.
Yeah, so this show is good. Y'all need to watch it so we can talk about their mama and Latasha and Rocky. And I just can't believe it. Like, Rocky, I just can't believe it. So I'm going to keep it above board this week, but next week I'm going to lay their asses out. So I just wanted to make sure everybody understood what was going on so that moving forward we can have real conversation. Yes.
I never really had many opinions on Tamika, but I will say that this show is making me like her more. But it's not that I had issues with her, but I always heard that she might have had issues. Like, somebody was telling me that she was problematic with, like, Tyler Perry or something, all this other stuff. I was like, I didn't know Tamika had any of that going on. But then realizing, even from SWV's perspective and Candy and them, like, she just always blindly followed her sister. And it's like, oh, well, that's why she's been kind of just iffy with me. But now that she's going to step out on her own, what's that going to look like?
I always thought she had the best voice between her and her sister.
Tamika.
And most people think Latasha does, but Tamika got the best voice out of them Scott sisters.
I loved them all. Like, that was the one group where I didn't have a fave. I just liked them as a unit because they each have such distinctive sounds. Like, you can't really, you know, like Tiny's voice and then against Candy's sound and then against Tamika's and then against Latasha. It's like you couldn't pick. It just blend is so well.
It's very unique in very, all the, in all the best ways. Sound.
Right, yeah. In all the best ways. And so I never had a favorite with that group, but it's unfortunate that it didn't pan out. Let me tell you, love
them. That's like, why I want you to watch this shit, friend. Like, you have got like, to I see this. I legit
was around when they were releasing singles and trying to learn, you know, the blends to Tonight and the harmonies and just thought they were so bomb.
I remember girls singing Tonight on the bus coming home from like in school.
Always.
And you just gotta watch this. You just gotta watch it.
That was up there with all the Lauryn Hill songs where you just had your faves and SWV, of course.
For sure. Their scenes are good and they're funny and it's good to see them, but Xscape has completely stolen this show and not even intentionally. It's just so much going on amongst the group. Mona Scott Young was doing an interview on Candy Speak on it about the show. And she, because Candy had Mona Scott Young executive produces the show. And Candy had her come on the first episode. And Mona was like, all this stuff just started happening that we had no idea was going on the camera. She was like, and we just had no choice but to follow it. She was like, we had no idea that these problems existed. We thought we was filming a show about y'all coming together. Show.
I know she was happy about that. They struck gold.
Shout out to
Shout out to Claude Kelly and Chuck Harmony and their We So Crazy podcast. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Their next guest is Latasha Scott from Xscape. So we're gonna see what she has to say.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna see, and I'm not sure if they worked on her new album or not. But it'll be interesting to see what her conversation will be like. Because I know she's releasing an inspirational project on Good Friday on Motown Gospel.
Okay, so her solo project did pan out this time around.
Yeah, it's coming out. And Candy Speak on it. She said, please buy her album, y'all. Because she really needs some personal wins outside of Xscape.
No,
so she can like really feel better about herself. Please buy her album, y'all. Buy her cookbook. She got a vegan cookbook. She's like, buy that. Please. And please go get her album, y'all. Please. Candy said that.
Taurus Shade is just... Oh wow, yeah, I'll definitely listen to Claude's podcast, but okay. Well, I'll check out the show.
now you know
okay. I was actually having a conversation about, you know, obviously inspired by Potomac and all their like money troubles and relationship issues, and there was a part of me that's like, why would people do this, you know, just expose all the shit that's going down. But there's also a part of me that admires
The bravery.
Just the rawness of it, where they're like, you know what? We're all humans. Everybody's life has a mess, you know, in different capacities. And we're all struggling in different ways. Let's just put it out there and I don't care. And there's like, it's almost admirable. But I can't tell if I'm like, oh, this is great. Or just like, this is horrible for the world. But it's interesting that at least there's people that can relate, you know, like.
Well, think about it, friend.
When I see YouTubers putting out everything, I'm just like, whoa. But then you see people in the comments like, I needed this, or so. But I'm not into sacrificing myself for people to need something. Like, that's neither just not my ball game. But I admire people that are like, I will take this hit for the world to see that all of us are going through some shit.
And I also admire those people who have that sentiment and then add on to the sentence, and I will take this hit for $1 million a season to do this fantastic show, right?
It's making mutually beneficial.
Right. But I don't understand like people that'll do all that just for an AdSense check on YouTube. Like, I'm sorry, I just don't get it. But if it's worth it, you know what I'm saying? Then I believe, you know, whatever you're trying to say. And when done right, and when people are really honest about what's going on in their life, we are privy to some fascinating stories that absolutely have a relatability factor that makes us feel not alone.
Yeah, and it can be a great thing. And I get that too. Yeah.
The problem is when people come on and have fake storylines or create things that don't exist within their lives or whatever, and it's just not authentic, it ruins and dilutes that whole formula and approach at making television. You know what I'm saying?
Or pick and choose what they're gonna share and when and how it fits, and like, that's where it gets tricky, you know. And I, you know, that's the thing too with a lot of reality TV I've watched, and then even my YouTube peers, where it gets tricky is like, they may come off as though they're being raw, but a lot of it is curated rawness.
And that sucks to me.
And that's weird to me, because in my opinion, if I'm going to put myself out there, then shit, let's go. You're going to know every nook and cranny, because it just is what it is. I might as well. If this is the route I'm choosing, right, I'm going to put it all out there and then just, you know, let the cards fall where they may. But I never understand people that I know personally, or at least know certain things, and I'll be like, but if they're putting themselves out there, why not do it for real?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems more stressful to have to like mold and shape what this rawness looks like. I don't get that part.
Therein lies the difference between the great reality television stars and those who are not so memorable. Say what you want. Candy Burris has been on that show from season two, now starting her 15th season, because she has always been authentically herself and had given the audience the opportunity to be privy to all parts of her life, whether it is the drama with her mama, her first boyfriend getting killed, the nigga that she was dating with on the show, her husband, drama with her having a baby, not being able to get pregnant and shit, having a surrogate,
right,
her opening businesses, her daughter's relationship with her father, all kind of stuff. Candy gave it up. NeNe Leakes, for all that she is or is not, NeNe from day one, finding her father, her mother not raising her, drama with her son, and him getting his shit together, her and Greg's relationship and divorce and getting remarried on the show, Greg not getting being sick able to and get passing away. Party. Season one, not being able to get Sheree's party. Like, NeNe gave up her personal story in a way that endeared us to her, and we followed her and were happy for her success. Those are the people who say Teresa from fucking Housewives in New Jersey, going to jail, showing all of that. I saw a quote where she said, I gave birth on this show. She said, I went to prison on this show. I buried my parents on this show. I got divorced on this show. Went remarried on this show. Like, she gave a lot.
And we watched her kids turn into adults on that show. Them little girls. It's so crazy.
You have to be authentic on a show of this format.
If
every
you're
show
do
don't
it.
Require it.
If you're going to do it.
If you're going to do it.
That's how I feel about it. And so y'all wouldn't do it. Is there a dollar amount that would change your mind?
Yeah. Yes.
You're like, it has to be a good hit if I'm going to take it. It's just all the opinions. That's where I'll be like, this ain't even fun no more.
That's the part that's going to fuck me up. Like, I don't want y'all talking to me and doing
you
all
do
this
with
other
that
stuff,
now, though. We deal with that now.
Yeah, but
we
it's
do,
different
for
because
free.
And it's different. It's a different kind of beast, right? Like, right now, you know, interest. If we was doing that, like if
but
we
if
was,
they knew like everything that's
like
going
if they
down
knew
in our
more,
personal lives, oh,
then that's more questions or more right. opinions, and it's like that's too much. So that's for me. That's why I'm like, I don't know. But like, I love the fact that people can, because you know I consume all like reality TV across the board. Like, I don't care if it's white people trying to learn how to ride a bike. I don't care if it's niggas actually teaching white people that they're being dumb. Like, I be watching the TV. So, like, when I watch these reality shows where people are running the game on how crazy they want to be or how professional they want to be or delusional even, I am just always curious and interested in, like, the ticking, whether it's the ticking of how the story's going to play out or if this person's going to grow or change or how we're going to elevate into different countries or counties or whatever. Like, I'm interested in all of that. But at the same time, I don't want to be in it. If anything, I would love to produce, because y'all see how I always pull those random threads from shows. Like, I'm looking at fucking Baddies and I always want to talk about the sisterly part of it, even though these bitches are scrapping every fucking episode. Like, I would rather produce.
I couldn't produce on that. I would just feel terrible just like watching these women go through all this shit. I would be too emotionally pulled into everything they're experiencing. So I wouldn't be a good producer. Like, I'd have to be...
I'd have to be far removed.
But you, I could see you being
I'm too invested. So it's like after, you know, a few scenes, I'm like, all right, well, we got to figure something out. We got to figure out a way to get these girls. They don't got to be best friends, but if they can at least laugh together in a room, what's that look like? And like, just figure out like strategies and shit.
Yeah, to work with them. I couldn't, but...
I don't know about working with
them.
The only reason I would like
TV.
To produce reality TV is to create interesting shows that are not about the cast members being in conflict. That would be my only angle.
Like, there has to be a show that they're not being like this with each other. And it's still interesting. I don't know if anyone's found that, because it seems like conflict is the sell in these shows. Like, that's what people tend to like. So I don't know. I'm like, what reality programming could not include conflict and still do really well? What the hell would that look like? What would it be about?
one where the conflicts are centered around whatever they're doing, you know what I'm saying, at the moment, or
like
whatever.
Just like general life challenges, as opposed to like me and you,
yeah,
talking to each other, the crazy and pulling.
Yes.
Okay, I can see that.
Yes, you know what I'm saying. And then if you want to see that, if you want to see a bitch get nasty, then let them get into it with somebody on the street that's not on the cast. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a cast, let them, you know what I'm saying, do that against somebody that don't matter.
Yeah, but not them be united in some capacity. Yeah.
I feel like that's the real challenge as a producer. That, to me, that's how you show that you're a dope ass television producer. Cause anybody can be like, all right, that bitch said that about you, so bring that up when y'all talk. You know, that's lame. Like, I want to see something.
It's almost a cop out at this point too, because it's a surefire business plan, you know, unless the character is just completely ridiculous. But for the most part, you know, it's going to work. And I feel like it's kind of lazy at this point. It's like,
same.
I'm curious to see producers that can think of something else that will
like, you know, what was the one, you know, what was that girl?
What?
The Simple Life. Like, Paris and Nicole were young.
Yes, that's so true. That was such a good show.
The bomb. Memorable moments.
They were so funny on that show. It was still ridiculous, but I loved it. You're right.
We need something like that. Like, and I don't even know why that came across my mind. I was just sitting here thinking, like, last time I could think about myself having a good time with people that were having a good time and it wasn't just for the moment. It was The Simple Life. That was,
and
so,
they weren't
like,
being like shady to each other and being bitches and like, you know, talking about each other. None of that. It just was funny. The concept, the way they naturally are as people, it just worked. That is a perfect example, right? That's hot.
Thanks, bitch.
Well, we'll see. You know, there's up and coming. And the problem too is that these TV channels and streamers only want to work with the same producers that they know will reach whatever quotas they need. You know, like, they know to go to Amona Scott. They know to go to Andy Cohen because they've proved that these models have worked. And I wish that different producers got opportunities to bring some, like, fresh blood and ideas to the table. Because I know we know people that have good ideas. We know people that have shows and stuff, but they just... To get them on, it's just like, I don't know how that works.
And I know firsthand that both of them people you just mentioned have other projects that they have. Let me not speak too much, but I just know that that.
And I'm sure that's a challenge too. It's like,
they're
like, we want the tried and true ones. Don't really have space for some new shit, which is a problem when you even get to that point. You think you've become powerful, but you still have to play a certain game to stay there. And that's
and
like kind
even
of
though
about it.
A lot of the powers that be have made billions of dollars off of entertainment that is, you know, urban or whatever the fuck, they still don't even watch it. That's what's crazy. So they don't even know to listen to the voice of a person like a you or me or whoever, you know what I'm saying? And trust that creative direction or whatever. They don't even know to do that because all they know is that they're looking at the numbers and the business of it all.
The check, yeah,
which,
of course.
So,
and you know, business first when you're creating with that mentality, but.
It's just crazy. Y'all know Mitch McConnell fell and got up. I was so damn mad.
No, you didn't.
He fell and the headline had came out that he fell and he was in the hospital. So, you know, we all started doing the Brand New Day sequence from The Wiz and shit.
Oh, my
You know
God.
What I'm saying? And then next thing I know, they said the motherfucker was all right.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, man.
People like that take a long time.
Also, I thought for sure that them bones was brittle. And he got up like Lazarus. You know what I'm saying? We were Lazarus. He got up. I was like, damn.
And on that note, is there anything else y'all want to share before we get out of here?
Yes. Did you guys know? Shout out to my publicist, Cree Peck. he was at an event. Cool he took name. A picture with he took a picture with Ice Spice. And he gonna say, I'm officially in the Spice Cabinet. Did y'all know her fans was called the Spice Cabinet?
Yes, I've seen it on Twitter. Which I think is so cute. I don't even know if she agrees that's her mm-hmm. fan base, but that's Spice what Twitter Cabinet. Has decided. She looked good. I don't know what magazine it was, but Dazed. I saw like a spread. Dazed. So good. Mm-hmm. I love that she's sticking with that hair color, even if she switches mm-hmm. up what it looks like. But I like that she's sticking with it. She stands out so much. I love it.
The color was did it. Yeah, I like it too.
The color was did it.
Did we figure out how to say the other artist's name yet? It's Pink Pantheris, right?
I thought it was Pantheris. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
I think it's Pantheris.
I thought like it was Pantheris.
Temptress.
Pink Pantheris. Pantheris. But I don't know.
Pantheris, yeah.
I mean, either, yeah.
Pancreas.
UK followers, let us know how. I should just look up a. Pink I'm sure Pantheris. She did like a boiler room.
Pink Pantheris! Sorry, it just feels like a.
And that's the thing with artists, you never know with how things, because they don't know. Even be pronouncing how it's spelled, and there'd be extra letters, and you don't Toby know. You got to. What I do is I'll go on Shein. YouTube and look up interviews.
Shein, motherfuckers, that's been whooping niggas' ass since day one.
That's been whooping my ass. I think it's Shein. Okay.
Shame.
Oh, before we get out of here, I do want to thank y'all too for all the support for episode one of Living for We, and how y'all were a lot of you said that my wellness segment last week, where I gave some backstory to the study and how we built the show, sold it, which makes mm-hmm. me happy, because that was the point. Mm-hmm. And a lot of you clicked it and listened and gave a lot of really important feedback. Episode two drops today, actually.
Yes.
Same Wednesday. Oh, wow. And it's the episode with Samaria, Tamir Rice's mom, Samaria Rice, who's mm-hmm. going to talk, like I said, to her experience in Cleveland. So definitely check that out. It's a beautiful episode, and thank you so
good
much
work,
for
friend.
thank you for all the feedback. And I just want to say, because I told Fran PR, I told y'all about calling and leaving voicemails. Y'all left tons of voicemails, but I do want to say some of y'all left me your numbers to call you back. I can't do that.
Conflict
and maybe it's my fault, because I wasn't clear that the voicemail you're leaving is the actual clip I'm going to use on the show. Mm-hmm. It's not leave me a voicemail so I could call you back, but that's my fault. I should have made that clear. And it's only 3 minutes long. So anything beyond that is going to cut you off, and then we can't use it because we don't know what you're going to say.
How long were the messages, friend? It just cut off at 3 minutes.
It cut off at three,
know.
And then I feel terrible, because some of them I'm like, oh man, like it was the point was
you're like,
being
listen, you're
made.
Like, and then it cuts off. Oh,
right. I'm like, shit.
You motherfuckers got 180 seconds to spit it out, and if you can't get it out of that time, forget about it.
So I want to share the number again now that I have, you know, told you how to do it. Leave the message about the show, like that you want to share with the show, obviously primarily for women, Black women living in Cleveland. And what I'm asking to hear is your experiences living in Cleveland. I know that's a lot to ask with a 3 minute voicemail, but pick one. Tell me about a hospital experience where you know, dealt with a doctor mistreating you. Tell me about school. Tell me about a teacher. Give me a story or just an overall opinion on being a Black woman in Cleveland. Because like I said, we're going to use this voicemail at the end of the podcast as a way for the host to say, now we want to hear from you. And then we play the clip. So think of it that way. Like, I know it's hard because it's like, what do I say? It's a lot to say, but just pick one story or just a general sentiment on what it's like being Black. Some of you were like, I love Cleveland. Like, you know, that hasn't been my experience. And that's great too, because we want a range of emotions. So here's the number again, now that you have a better understanding of the type of voicemails we're looking for on the show. It's 216-223-8312. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you, because having the listeners be a part of the show to me is just like the cherry on top. And thank you again for all of your support.
What's the number again? I want to sing it like the Jenny song, 867-5309. What's the number?
216 223-8312.
223-8312. 223-8312. You just needed a jangle, so it's, I wanted to give you one.
For me, Dustin.
Did y'all see T.S. Madison singing the Perk 30 remix?
That hold you on, played us, yeah.
We're going to close out with that. We're going to close out with that because that is my shit. Yes. I'm telling you, let's go to the T.S. Madison, baby. Let's hold close on. Out. And we're going to close out with my girl and yours, T.S. Madison, singing a Perk 30 remix. Here we go.
I need the perks. Oh, let a bitch hit a perks. Oh, I need a perk. Yeah, give a perk. Oh,
perks. Now her holding the note. It's the prum prum. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Stay black and protect your magic.
We love y'all. See y'all next week.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.